I have never thought that I will be able to speak before, to preach before the church in America. And for me, it's the first time in the United States. And there were many things that I just experienced in your country for the first time. And I decided to do something special for you this morning before, thank you, before I will present our ministry and will share a little bit about from the God's Word. But I decided to do something special for you that probably you have never had it here. It will be the first time for your church in your walls of the building. So I decided to teach one Russian word for you, to teach you, and decided to sing one Russian song with you. Okay, ready? The Russian word is very easy to remember, and it sounds like Hallelujah. Okay, can we say it together? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I think it's the international word throughout the nations. It means the same. Praise and glory to our God. And the Russian song, I want to ask, I forgot. Johnny, can you help me with the guitar, please? Thank you very much. He didn't know that I will do it, and so.
Really, seriously?
Seriously? the song is very, very famous song in Moldova, and I think I know that you know this song also because it's we translated the song from English. So it's the words are very simple. This is the day that the Lord has made. Do you know this song?
Yeah.
Okay, and I will teach you how to sing it in Russian. And it will be your first experience singing in Russian. So not only me had some different things first in being in America, but it will be something special for you also. The words in Russian. Этот день, can you repeat after me? Этот день. Этот день. Yeah. Сотворил Господь. Этот день. Сотворил Господь. Very good. На радость нам и веселье. Good, very good. Can you repeat after me one more time and we will sing together. Этот день сотворил Господь. На радость нам и веселье. Very good. Let's sing together. I know. Okay, we'll try.
Этот день сотворил Господь, на радость нам и веселье. Этот день сотворил Господь, на радость нам и веселье. Этот день сотворил Господь.
Sounds better. Let's try again.
Этот день сотворил Господь. На радость нам и веселье. Этот день сотворил Господь, на радость нам и веселье. Этот день сотворил Господь.
You did a great job. Thank you very much. I felt like they, I'm in Moldova in my church, and so. And спасибо большое, спасибо. Thank you very much. And if you will come home, and there are some maybe your neighbors, and you will share a short sentence with them also in Russian. If you want to say in Russian, I love you, you can say yellow, blue, bus, but very quickly. Yeah, really. Very quickly. And it will sound the same like I love you in Russian. Try.
Yellow,
Oh. Sounds good. Thank you. Thank you. It's good. Okay. Hello to us. Before I will share about our ministry, I wanted to give you a short testimony. What was going on in my life before I came to know Christ? I was born in Moldova in 1972. Here you can see the flag of Moldova, and I saw it in your, and I see it in your corner. It's a very, very nice. And this is our map. And the Kishinev is the city where I was born, and it is the Eastern Europe. And when I grew up, it was a part of the Soviet Union. And my country is right between Ukraine and Romania. It's a small country, but as I like to say, we're a small country with a big heart. And when I was 15 years old, I went to Odessa. It's a different Odessa. I know that in Texas you have another Odessa, but it's in Ukraine. And I had been studying in the Navy College for 4 years. And when I came back home, my mom became a Christian. And she started to share Christ with me. And she gave her testimony and tried to witness to me about Jesus. But I was, very proud in myself. And many times she was trying to witness to me, but I was strong in my beliefs that I wanted to build my life by myself. And I had desire to reach all the best stars from the sky, worldly sky. And later on, I noticed that many people prayed in my mother's church for me to come to the Lord. And when I was 23 years old, I got to the point that I missed something very important in my life. The emptiness in my heart was getting deeper and deeper every day. It's real. I thought that I could never find a joy and peace in my heart again. Never. And it was my great desire, not in that time, not as it was before, to reach the stars from the sky, but it was my great desire to find peace and to find the joy in my heart. And one evening I knelt before the Lord. It was right in the kitchen, and I prayed, and I confessed my sins, and asked Jesus to come to my heart. And I was praying, I think it was 1 hour prayer. And from that very night, I dedicated my life to the Lord. And I didn't know anything from the Bible, but I had a strong desire to serve Him. And step by step, He started to transform my sorrows into the joy and my emptiness into the fullness of His Spirit. I went to the seminary for 4 years, and your pastor, Jim, was one of my professors there. And Jim, close your ears now. And he was one of my best professors, and he taught theology, and I liked it very much. And because he was ready to offer his time, finances, and energy, many students as me got the knowledge of theology. So now I have the opportunity there in Moldova to continue the work that Jim and other professors from the States started in my life. When I was a third-year student, I was involved in the ministry of Gospel of John Mission Organization. And we have planted, I was a third-year student, and we have planted our first church in Chisinau, and I became a pastor of that church. In the same year, I got married, and so it was quite a busy year for me. And this is my family, my wife, Aya, she and my lovely wife, Aya. And my son, David, and my daughter's name is Isabel. And you know, my son had a desire to, he liked very much the cartoon Beauty and the Beast. And he came up to us and said, "Mom and Dad, I want to have Isabel at home." and we decided to call her Isabel. So it's, and after we did it, he said, he came up to us again and he said, you know, Mom and Dad, I will never let Gaston, do you remember Gaston? Yeah, marry our Isabel. I'll beat him up. And he was really serious. So, I am a missionary of Gospel of John for 7 years already. But first 3 years, it's actually even 9 years, but first 2 or 3 years I was as a volunteer. But for 7 years, I am a full-time missionary of Gospel of John and doing the pastor work in the church. Moldova is still under the communist rule. Yes, it's, you know, our president, he's a head of the communist party. It's not so bad as it was before, but anyway, for evangelical churches, it's really hard to do some work or to do even evangelism in our country. But I believe that God has blessed us tremendously, and about 2 years ago, we got the official permission from the government to teach the Bible in the public schools of Moldova. So it's, we couldn't do it through the church, but we opened a non-profit organization in Moldova, and there is a rule that we can do the Christian programs and through the non-profit organization. And we got this permission, and now our missionary is going to the schools every day, teaching the kids. We call this subject, it's class, I'm sorry, we call this class Christian Ethic. It's in their program. But we integrated the Bible in every lesson. And as we teach them about love, it's in their program, we integrated the love of Jesus, or how God has loved the world, that He's has given His only Son to us. And I believe that in 10, 15 years, when these kids will grow up, it will be completely different population, completely different generation. Because when I was a small kid, I still remember the time, it was a Passover time, my grandma wanted to take me to the church, and she couldn't do it because the police was around all the churches in Kishinev. They didn't let adults or old people to bring their kids to the church. They wanted to grow up completely new generation without God. But God did a miracle. And now we are used by God to grow another generation who will know the Lord, who will know His word and His way of salvation. And as I said, my main responsibility is the church planting. By God's grace, we have been involved in planting about 9 churches during the last 7 years. There are, in Moldova, I'm lost in my slides. Okay. It's a typical picture of the Moldovan village. There are in Moldova more than 700 villages and small towns, and sometimes in one village or town there are 2,000-3,000 people, even more, where no church exists at all. So there are more than 700 small towns in Moldova without any evangelical presence there. So there is plenty of work, and as Jesus commanded, as the Father, to send the laborers on the field. It is our prayer to raise as many leaders as possible and to send them to the work on the field. You can see the our people who are working on the field, because Moldova is a mostly agricultural country. It's people raise different kind of crops and vegetables and this is the picture of our missionaries in Moldova, Robert Genway. He's there, a guy with in front with a white T-shirt. He's our president of Gospel of John. Actually, our ministry was started by the people from by the man who was a missionary from the Texas, and he started this ministry, and now all the nationals continue to do it. There are some people who are doing the prison ministry also, and we cover about 11 prisons in Moldova. In some prisons we are going every week. There is a different team in our mission organization, and they present a gospel, present Jesus to these people. So this is the picture of our pastors who are doing the work in different regions of Moldova. It's my family, and there is a pastor with his kids from and wife from Ungheni. From Comrat. It's the south of Moldova. He is a Romanian, but he decided to join our mission organization, and he already raised another leaders who are continuing the work there. And this year he is ready to plant another church close to Chisinau. And the young guy, he just graduated from the Bible College, I think 2 years ago, and we immediately sent them, and as we planted a new church in another city. It's right on the border with Romania, and he is doing the missionary and pastor work there. And this is the picture of me with other pastors, and before we go to the mission trip, before we go to the church planning campaign, I have meetings with different pastors from that region. I'm trying to present them and mobilize their churches to the work, not just for us to do the work in their region, but for all of us together to plant a new church, and I encourage them to oversee this church in the future and raise these leaders in the church. And in the left corner you see the one of the American team who came to the short trip campaign. And they helped us to plant a new church. And, you know, it's when American team comes to Moldova, it helps us a lot. Because when we go from house to house, inviting people to the service in the evening. And your people are like an open door. Because people in Moldova, they are very welcome. Wow, someone came from America. Come on, come here. And just they try to welcome you, and we have the opportunity to share the Lord with them and also invite them to the evening service. So this is, as I said, I will try shortly present our ministry, and I want to encourage you to pray for our country, to pray for our leaders, and I want to encourage you to look beyond the borders, and your church and many churches in America is a great example for us. We pray for you also, because your missionaries, as I said before, that the missionary from Texas, he came to Moldova and established the ministry that is now continues the work of the church that sent him before. And your churches are example, I believe, for the whole world. Because you are sending your missionaries. You support the ministry work around the globe. And I want to ask you also, if someone were to ask you, what is the Bible all about? What would you say? Jesus. Yes, God or Jesus Christ, His Son, is the main character. It's all about Him. It's all about Jesus. His purposes, His goals for the nations. It's all about our Jesus Christ. His how often people forget it. When they came to the Lord, they forget that the Bible is all about Jesus, not about us. We ask Him for our blessings. We ask for His blessings on us and don't ask for His kingdom to come. He is revealing Himself to us and redeeming us to His glory. When we came to the Lord, He redeemed us. He adopted us for His glory. We are, as His body, responsible for making His deeds and His name known among the nations. You know, I don't know, like, as in America, but in Moldova, many people, they don't like the word responsible, even Christians. We are under the grace. We don't like the word responsible. But I believe when we look at the Bible, when we read the Bible, Jesus clearly presents the picture that we are responsible for making His deeds and His name known among the nations. Let's read one passage. It's Psalm 105. First 8 verses. But before you read, try to think, how can I apply these words to my own life, to my own country, to my own church? Give thanks to the Lord. Call on His name. Make known among the nations what He has done. Sing to Him. Sing praise to Him. Tell of all His wonderful acts. Glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always. Remember the wonders He has done for you, His miracles and the judgments He pronounced. O descendants of Abraham, His servant, O sons of Jacob, our God, His judgments are in all the earth. He is the Lord our God. He remembers His covenant forever, the word He commanded for 1,000 generations. Give thanks to the Lord. Call on His name, make known among the nations what He has done. Your fathers built your country on the Christian foundation, and it is a great blessing. It is a great blessing for you. Jesus sacrificed Himself for us. He died for us, and He wants us to live for Him. The first verse says that He blessed us with a new life. It says, like, give thanks to the Lord, make known among the nations what He has done for you. He delivered Israel from the slavery, and He wanted them to make His known, His deeds known among the nations. Jesus Christ died for us, and He wants us to make His deeds, what He has done for us, known among the nations. He asked us to pray for His kingdom come on this earth. How easily believers who got a new life in Christ become a silent Christians. In the deep of the heart, we can be satisfied that we faithfully come to the church for the worship services and even participate in different activities. But what about mission? It's a picture in Moldova. What about mission? It's missions are for pastors, for missionaries. But it's not about me. It's a very common view in the churches of Moldova. But what the Lord says, He says, give thanks to me what I have done for you, and make known my deeds for you, known among the nations. He has never called us to be a silent Christians. Moreover, He said that even if they will be silent, remember when He entered the Jerusalem, people started to, Pharisees, They wanted kids and his disciples to be shut up. And he said, even if they will be silent, who will cry to the Lord? The stones will shout to the Lord, will give thanks to the Lord. If the true worship exists in the church will glorify him through the mission to the world. Thanks for your heart and desire to participate in his work around the globe. Thanks for sending Lyle. It was a great blessing for us to see Lyle. It was your mission in Moldova when he was a part of the team. When about 300 people proclaimed Christ as their Savior and Redeemer, it wasn't an easy trip, but it was a blessed trip because we could serve together in one spirit and we could proclaim what God has done for us around the globe. Jim, thank you for your heart when you came to Moldova and shared your knowledge with us, because now we continue to plant the seeds of the gospel in the hearts of the people. We continue to share the knowledge that you shared with us, with other people. And I can do the seminars, conferences with the pastors. And your church planted the seed there. This summer, by God's grace, we will be involved in planting two new churches in Moldova. And I want to encourage you to pray for it. Because very often we have a great opposition from the Orthodox churches. They don't like... they don't like us to teach people how to read the Bible even. Very often, you can meet the Orthodox priest in Moldova who forbids others to read the Bible. You know why? Because Bible gives the freedom. It is a freedom to the people. And our government tried to support Orthodox Church very much, because it's very easy to use religion if you want to control, to have the control over the people. That's why they don't like evangelical churches to go and to do the work, because we try to teach others how to read the Bible, how to apply the Bible. And they know that the truth will make them free. Last summer, me and one American missionary had an opportunity to share the gospel with one old lady in the village. And she invited her neighbors to her yard, and after about 20 minutes, three of them proclaimed Christ as their Savior. As she opened her eyes, after we prayed, she couldn't stop her feelings, and she said, I feel that I'm like in a Paris. She couldn't find any other words. And, I immediately remembered John, when he was in Patmos, in the book of Revelation, when he tries to find the right words for us, how to explain what he saw. And this lady, old lady, immediately got a hope in Jesus. And she opened her eyes. And her eyes were different because she experienced God. She couldn't find any other words how to describe the joy and forgiveness that she has found in Jesus Christ. And she said, I feel that I am like in Paris. Because for her it's something very beautiful there. When we walked back to the place where our team was staying, our hearts were overfilled with incomparable joy. Our hearts, mine and another pastor from America. Why? Because we shared the joy that angels have in heaven when one soul received Christ. We were the tools in his hands. And he used us in transforming another life, and that the life And that life will possibly will be participating in the same process with hundreds of other lives. So, as I said before, thank you very much for your participation in His work around the globe. And if maybe some of you already got a desire, I want to go to Moldova. I want to experience God. I want to use my opportunity here and invite you to come. And Lyle Smith, he has the flyers. And if you're interested, you can come to him after the sermon and just he will share with you how you will be able to be a part of this mission trip next summer when you will able to participate in planting two new churches in Moldova. May His name known among the nations. Joy. Give thanks to the Lord. Call on His name. Make known among the nations what He has done for you. Make known among the nations what He has done for you. Let's say again the Russian word that I taught you in the beginning. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you very much. And Jim, will you pray for us in the end? Thank you, Jim.